Hello.
Hello.
Is Justin Klaus there?
Who's this?
I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yeah.
I know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote?
I'll definitely vote.
What is your age?
33.
To be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic,
What?
Latino. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I think she's doing fine.
Would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: protecting abortion and reproductive rights, improving K-12 education, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, climate change and protecting the environment, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, combating threats to our democracy. Please select two.
Inflation and border security.
Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. Or if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Sixty.
Joe Kent.
40.
Mary Glusenkamp Perez.
60.
Dave Reichert.
I don't know who that is.
Joe Biden.
25.
Bob Ferguson.
10.
Democrats in Congress?
Uh, 30.
Are Republicans in Congress?
40.
If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp Perez?
Perez.
Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
Slight chance.
Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. You say 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. Someone who will stand up to the attacks on reproductive rights like abortion, contraception, and IVF.
6.
What about a moderate who will oppose extremism from the left and from the right?
10.
What about someone who puts doing what's right above politics?
10.
A fighter who will go to Washington to shake things up and make government work for us?
10.
A leader who is a workhorse, not a show horse?
10.
Someone who really understands the hopes, dreams, and struggles of working class people because they are working class themselves?
10.
Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing. It's a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Marie Glusenkamp Perez shows up. She listens to our community and takes our concerns back to Congress. For instance, Marie made improving local infrastructure a priority and succeeded in securing the $600 million needed to repair the I-5 bridge, which will create local jobs, improve traffic and commerce throughout the region. She also sponsored bills to expand childcare in rural Washington, helping bring down costs for families. Marie listens to us and works to find solutions to our real-world problems. That's a different kind of leader. Would that be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Somewhat 6.
Marie Glusenkamp Perez is a true independent voice for our district, and she doesn't play partisan political games. Marie has broken with the Democratic Party on several key votes in Congress. Rather than voting the party line, she voted her conscience and did what she thought was best for our district. As the Colombian stated, quote, such independence is refreshing, particularly for a first-term representative. So is Perez's sense of duty to her district rather than a party. Would that be not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Six.
In February of 2020, Marie Glusenkamp Perez miscarried at 16 weeks pregnant. She was told her life was at risk without an immediate abortion, and a Planned Parenthood was the only clinic that could see her. And so after the tragedy of losing her pregnancy, Marie had to walk through a wall of protesters to get the care she needed. Marie believes women have the right to control their own bodies, period. And we can count on her to stand up for reproductive rights and fight back against the politicians who want to make women's decision for them. Would that be not convincing at all? Somewhat convincing or very convincing from 0 to 10?
10.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again if the election for Congress in the 3rd district were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Perez.
Now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubt at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. We can trust Joe Kent. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for our working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to a bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. Would that bring you no doubts at all, some doubts, or some serious doubts in supporting Joe Kent? And Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. Would that bring you no doubts at all, some doubts, or some serious doubts from 0 to 10 to support Joe Kent?
10.
After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
Would that be somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat.
Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Overall, I just think he's a phony.
Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate. Are you married or unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a week? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a wonderful night.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you, sir.